Greg Slatchford here in New York with another Day Page. New leaks from Edward Snowden show the National Security Agency is tracking the locations of cell phones worldwide on a massive scale. The Washington Post reports the NSA is gathering around 5 billion call records a day that show the whereabouts of cell phone users around the globe. The spying allows NSA to track individuals' movements as well as their personal relationships. The records are fed into a database that monitors hundreds of millions of devices. The data is retrieved by tapping into the cable networks of mobile phones worldwide. Of all the NSA spying programs exposed by Snowden, the Washington Post says the mobile location tracking in scale, scope, and potential impact on privacy may be unsurpassed. It's kind of like wearing a probe at all times, something I've been saying for a long time. It's safe to conclude at this point that the NSA is collecting everything, despite protestations of people at the top who may not know what's really going on. If it can be collected, it is being collected. Now the question is, what are we going to do about it? Moving right along, a fast food workers' strike came one day after President Obama delivered an address drawing attention to widening inequality in the United States. Speaking in a low-income neighborhood in Washington, Obama offered a rare presidential acknowledgement of class divisions in the United States.
The opportunity gap in America is now as much about class as it is about race, and that gap is growing. So if we're going to take on growing inequality and try to improve upward mobility for all people, we've got to move beyond the false notion that this is an issue exclusively of minority concern. And we have to reject a politics that suggests any effort to address it in a meaningful way somehow pits the interests of a deserving middle class against those of an undeserving poor in search of handouts.
In his remarks, Obama backed proposals including an increased minimum wage, more funding for early childhood education, and comprehensive immigration reform. A new study of 96 urban areas from the Pew Charitable Trusts shows U.S. cities are growing increasingly divided between rich and poor and less economically diverse. Another new report from the Hamilton Project says half of all U.S. families either live in poverty, are near poverty, or are one major setback of household income from being pushed into poverty. Mexican authorities have ended a national health scare after recovering a truck carrying dangerous radioactive material. The truck held a sealed container of cobalt-60, a material used in radiotherapy. It was seized from a gas station near Mexico City while en route to a waste storage center. The cobalt-60 was removed from its casing, meaning those who stole it are likely to die from exposure. The United States has repatriated two Guantanamo Bay prisoners to Algeria against their will. According to the Miami Herald, the prisoners had asked to be released to other countries, saying they feared for their safety if returned to Algeria, which they fled in the 1990s. The two were held without charge at Guantanamo for more than a decade. Their departure brings the total number of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay down to 164. On Monday, the Pentagon said 15 of the captives remain on hunger strike and are eligible for controversial force feedings. The state of Illinois has officially begun issuing driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Undocumented drivers began taking their road tests this week after winning the right to obtain licenses earlier this year. A Miami suburb is being sued for alleged police abuses and racial profiling. A group of plaintiffs in the predominantly black Miami Gardens has filed a federal civil rights case accusing police of unlawful searches and targeting of people of color. One of the plaintiffs, who is black, says he's been unlawfully stopped, searched, or arrested 288 times since 2008, an average of roughly once a week over a four-year period. That's it for this Day Page. Collect them all at daypage.net. A production of RadioInfoWeb.net mornings, heard on the Liberty Radio Network. See you on the next Day Page.